Taking the 2-mile-long Samoa Bridge out of Eureka, across the bay, and out to the dunes of the Pacific coastline is like a journey back in time. You begin by leaving town at a generic gas station and a boxy motel, and end near an old logging cookhouse turned restaurant that boasts, "You will never leave hungry." Halfway across the bridge, as if caught between the past and the present, is Indian Island. This is where, in February 1860, over 100 Wiat women, children, and elders were massacred. The tribe considers this 270-acre island the center of their universe. And on a sunny March day, I meet Steve, who happens to be paddling near the island in his homemade kayak, and says he understands the tribe's need to reconnect with the island.
I don't really have the center of my universe, but I'm a mongrel from a lot of different places, so I don't have that. And I think it's really an enriching thing to have some place that you call your spiritual center.
Through the years since the massacre, the island has been drained and diked and been home to lumber mills and boat repair yards which left toxic residues that cost millions to clean up. In the 1950s, Oregon and California natives were stripped of tribal status. The Wiat weren't able to buy back the massacre site they called Tulawat until 2000. Another 40 acres was purchased 4 years later. What has not been part of this sullied history has been an apology. That is, until last week, when the Eureka Mayor and City Council drafted one.
When I first saw the original letter, I was very excited because nothing like this had ever happened in Eureka.
Eureka Councilwoman Linda Atkins.
There's always been this kind of pall of guilt or shame about the massacre at the island, and yet nothing the people of Eureka never said were sorry.
Then, she says, lawyers got involved, and the words, "formal apology for the actions of our people," were taken out, and the words, "we offer our support to the Wiat tribe," were put in.
When I saw what had happened to the letter, when it had gone through our legal process and had gotten homogenized, it was like, oh my goodness, this is just something totally different.
Soon thereafter, Mayor Frank Yeager, who declined interviews with JPR, was quoted in the Eureka Times Standard as saying, quote, "It was a potential liability issue. If I had to do it over again, I would not have released anything until we had a final draft. We lost sight of what we were really intending to do. It's my fault." Cheryl Seidner is a Wiat elder and councilwoman who first learned about the massacre from her mother when she was just a toddler.
Mom never said that somebody had to apologize for it. It happened. The people are gone. They're deceased. They're buried.
Seidner points out that not everyone in the tribe agrees with her on this.
And so you go on. And I have been looking at this since the 70s and probably since 1860 in our DNA. There's been something that's been not yet done or quite right since 1860.
Only smatterings of the Wiat language remain. There are no living, fluent speakers. The pre-massacre population of about 3,000 has dwindled to less than 700. As they've prepared for this weekend's World Renewal Ceremony, they've relied heavily on the neighboring Karuk, Hupa, and Yurok tribes to offer them ideas for forgotten dances, songs, clothing, and ceremonial jewelry or regalia.
I've known there's a gap of culture that we haven't really practiced, but we've been working at getting it back.
Michelle Hernandez is youth coordinator for the tribe and in charge of teaching the lost art of crafting regalia.
And we have younger generations who aren't going to have that gap. You know what I felt of not having our culture, and that was always kind of my goal. So I have an 8-year-old sister, and she will never know of not dancing.
Nahi, nahi, no. And what we as a Wiat people do is that we set the world right. We heal the earth. And we have done our best to heal Indian Island. Nahi, nahi, no. We're going to prepare our hearts. We're going to prepare ourselves to be ready to hear what the Creator has to offer us. We breathe in the salt air. And we let it go slowly. And with each breath we take, we breathe in our ancestors. That is a short version of that song. But that's mainly what it is. It's, we're coming home.
And 154 years later, it seems the Wiat are finally home. Michael Joyce, JPR News, reporting from Humboldt Bay, Eureka.
Nahi, nahi, no. Nahi, nahi, no, eh, no, eh, no. Noah. Hey.